Meanwhile, the EPA is proposing another rule. This one would revise the Clean Water Act, and it's got farmers across the country riled up. From our Contributors Network, Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network reports that depending on who you talk to, these revisions are either a land grab under the brute force of the federal government or a simple clarification of rules that ensure all Americans have clean water to drink.
Talk to just about anyone familiar with these proposed EPA water rules, and sooner or later they'll mention this YouTube video. It was put together by a Missouri farm family.
That's enough, no more power play.
If you're a parent, you probably know the Oscar-winning tune. It's from the Disney hit Frozen. But in this politically charged version, the lyrics urge the government to let it go when it comes to its proposed revision of the 1972 Clean Water Act.
Don't need more government anyway.
The Clean Water Act is the basic law that protects water bodies across the United States from pollution.
That's Nancy Stoner. She's the top water administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency. She says two Supreme Court rulings in the past decade muddied the waters when it comes to what's actually protected by the 40-year-old law, and that clarification is needed. But she says,
there's no new types of waters included.
Stoner says the EPA simply wants to spell out that the law covers all rivers and streams, including those that run dry during the summer, something more common out here in the West. That argument isn't swaying the critics, though. The American Farm Bureau has launched a campaign with a rallying cry of ditch the rule. That's because the Bureau believes the new rules could apply to ditches and even puddles.
That's kind of scary when you're a farmer.
That's Angela Bailey. She grows decorative trees and shrubs on land near Portland that's been in her family for nearly a century. As she shows me around her farm, she points to a low point that we're standing in. If we came here during a rainy winter, she says we'd be standing in water.
Yeah, but nothing really more than a puddle, by my estimation. You know, maybe, you know, at its worst, maybe water that comes up to my ankle.
Bailey says there are more than a dozen low places on her farm where water collects like this after heavy rains, and she says it typically evaporates or seeps into the ground. But she says she's not sure whether these normally dry spots would be subject to regulation under the new rules. If they are, that could mean costly and drawn-out environmental assessments and permits for any farm work done near these transient patches of water.
I do feel like there's a lot of uncertainty associated with the proposed rule.
We didn't change the definition of wetland.
That's the EPA's Nancy Stoner again. She reminds us that the revisions are only clarifying the rules to include the smallest streams, connected wetlands, and rivers that can dry up during the summer months.
Some of those are streams that flow seasonally or after rainfall events. Those are very important to protect.
Do these waters have to have a connection to the, you know, downstream flow? I mean, is that sort of the deciding point?
Absolutely.
So that would seem to rule out the now you see them, now you don't puddles on Angela Bailey's farm. But despite repeated reassurances from the EPA, agricultural advocates believe the government has something more up its sleeve. Oregon Congressman Kurt Schrader blasted the agency during a recent hearing on Capitol Hill.
This is ludicrous. I mean, I don't think anybody in a straight face can say that this is anything but a huge grab of jurisdictional power at the end of the day.
Schrader is a Democrat in an agricultural swing district. He's joined a largely Republican opposition to the new rules. These critics say it's more government intrusion into farming practices and control of what people can do with their own land. And they've drummed up so much of an outcry that the EPA was forced to extend its public comment period through October. In the meantime, congressional opponents of the EPA's rule change have vowed to take it to the House and Senate floor and simply overturn the new rules. It's not clear right now if they'd have the votes to do that. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.